A day or two after that visit to Stoke in the infirmary, I called my mother and said that if she could really afford to send a little extra cash my way, I'd like to take her up on her idea about getting a tutor. She didn't ask many questions and didn't scold. You knew you were in serious trouble with my mom when she didn't scold. But 3 days later, I had a money order for $300. To this, I added my heart's winnings. I was astonished to find they came to almost $80. That's a lot of nickels. I never told my mom, but I actually hired two tutors with her $300. One a grad student who helped me with the mysteries of tectonic plates and continental drift. The other a pot-smoking senior from King Hall who helped Skip with his anthropology and might have written a paper or two for him, although I don't know that for sure. This second fellow's name was Harvey Brundage, and he was the first person to ever say, "Wow, man, bummer," in my presence. Together, Skip and I went to the Dean of Arts and Sciences. There was no way we were going to go to Gerritsen, not after that November meeting in the Chamberlain Rec, and laid out the problems we were facing. Technically, neither of us belonged to ANS. As freshmen, we weren't yet eligible to declare majors, but Dean Randall listened to us. He recommended that we go around to each of our instructors and explain the problem, more or less throw ourselves on their mercy. We did it, loathing every minute of the process. One of the factors that made us powerful friends in those years was being raised with the same Yankee ideas, one of which was that you didn't ask for help unless you absolutely had to, and maybe not even then. The only thing that got us through that embarrassing round of calls was the buddy system. When Skip was in with his teachers, I waited for him out in the hall, smoking one cigarette after another. When it was my turn, he waited for me. As a group, the instructors were a lot more sympathetic than I ever would have guessed. Most bent over backwards to help us not only pass, but pass high enough to hold on to our scholarships. Only Skip's calculus teacher was completely unreceptive, and Skip was doing well enough there to skate by without any special help. Years later, I realized that for many of the instructors, it was a moral issue rather than an academic one. They didn't want to read their ex-students' names in a casualty list and have to wonder if they had been partially responsible, that the difference between a D and a C- had also been the difference between a kid who could see and hear and one sitting senseless in a VA hospital somewhere.